It does scary sounds too.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure it's the Stranger Things sound actually.
Oh, far out.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, damn. Should have learned how to play it.
Let's get, actually, we should cue up the Stranger Things.
I thought about it. I didn't know how long the
jam. Yeah, the fucking jam, bro.
We always miss those soundtracks.
Have you watched like the reverb of the guy doing the soundtrack, doing the sounds for that? I think they are using a Juno.
Nah.
Reverb.com. They do good stuff of like breaking down that kind of stuff. We should say Patty's in the house from Roundhead Studios. He's brought with him the legendary Roland Juno 6.
Where are we?
This thing is an absolute weapon. That 808.
It's got some great sinister kind of sounding here. Let's get a little bit of. Oh, where's my
Oh, yeah, fluty. It's kind of the pad machine, eh?
Yeah.
It's like just the ambiance kind of drone beast. Let us know if you've seen a Juno out in the wild. They do have the smaller versions now, the recreations, right?
Yeah, the little JU.
Have you heard of them? Do they sound good?
Nah, some of us are talking about. Oh, Joel Mulholland was saying he's using one. They sound pretty cool.
I mean, they're like so small, like the size of a Bible.
Yeah.
Is it punchy enough to play in a live situation, or is it more sort of an ambient recording tool?
No, I change the attack, John. It's got envelope.
Let's get some.
It's analog.
Get some freaky. Let's try to get a freakier sound.
It looks so 80s. It's so hella regal.
Yeah, it's definitely got that the 80s sound to it, and it's definitely got that Roland color palette aesthetic to it as well.
We've got it coming out of an amp at the moment in mono. I do know for a fact that these in stereo are quite mind bending as well. They're very, very lush.
Can I get this up here? Hey!
Kind of a really hands-on synth, because there's actually not a lot to it. Like when it comes to buttons, you know, you can't.
You've got.
It's all there.
We've got a little arpeggiator, which you just heard there, and then this. I think that this LFO, which seems like it controls a bit of a weird pitchy kind of bendy stuff. Yeah, that's that Mac DeMarco wave.
Yeah, there you go.
Play a good chord. and then digitally controlled oscillators, which is nice. Six voice, we should say. Six notes at once you can play. And then a couple of little wave shapes, which is we can adjust between. And then the big old fat bass, which is, you know, kind of. And we're in normal as well, so we can go lower as well. We can get right down to.
We've ripped up the Stranger Things soundtrack here. We've got a minute. This is just called Stranger Things. This should be the opening titles, hopefully.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick listen. Okay.
Man.
Everyone's on edge.
I didn't like the thing. I didn't like the alien thing in it. It's the ring.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was in for the first two seasons. Then I don't know. Did you watch the last one?
No, I didn't watch the second one.
Oh, yeah. The third one was. The writers, man.
The soundtrack kicks ass, though.
Yeah. It'd be the dream for someone to just be like, we just want Junos and Oberheims and like 80s string sounds. You'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now, how did your particular Juno come into Roundhead's possession?
I don't actually know the history of this guy, but they're old, they're 80s.
It's mint, so though. This one is mint.
Yeah, it's a nice neck and it stays in tune because it's got six oscillators. So
far out. That's why it's so lush.
Yeah, and as I was saying before, like before we had it in the mid range, so now we've got it in like we can have it in in the deep. Where's that filter?
Oh yeah, we've got a bass amp as well.
Super deep. It's like my go-to for, I don't know, like most, I mean, yeah, definitely for bass, anything lushy, paddy, kind of polyphonic synth, this is the kind of, it's like, you know, this is, and it's the kind of sound that just sits in your mix where you're like, that's gonna work.
Doesn't need a lot of processing.
Don't need a lot of fluffing around for it, no.
Very nice. What do these go for? Because I'm scared to ask. Let's just say, I will remind everyone that Roland has reproduced these in the smaller version, which is a lot more fun.
You don't want these big weighty ones at all. Just
probably
just
presets as well, the new one, I'd say. Well, full MIDI, all that shit.
If you've got a Juno 6 sitting at home, yeah, just pop that up on Trade Me for a couple hundred bucks.
I'll grab it. We'll drop it in that Thames shop for me. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. probably a couple of grand. The other sought-after one is the Juno 60, which is 6.0, and it has memory patches, so you can put like 50... stored sounds, which
is handy. Although, like I said, this Juno there isn't that much going on in the front panel. It's all very right there.
It's quite actually the fun thing as well. The big thing with these guys is the chorus. You've got no chorus. Where's that guy?
They've released that chorus as a guitar pedal recently. Yeah.
So that's your sounds a bit Casio.
Yeah, yeah.
And then. That's that sound of that Juno. Yeah, the TC Electronics one, eh? June 6, I think it's called or something.
Yeah. It's just got the two, literally, it's just that bit, the two buttons.
Yeah.
I don't know how well it's sold. It's kind of a bit of a gimmick.
Stereo in and out. Oh, I had a few friends that go.
Has it got stereo in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So you can synth it. So you can put any synth through the Juno chorus patch, which is pretty dope.
Okay.
And cheap as well. I think those things are like 80, 90 bucks.
How much is a Juno 6? $2,000?
I'd say at least $2,500,
If you can find one.
Yeah, if you can.
John, keep your eye out.
Good luck.
I would like
one. Trade me or please. Trade Exchange?
Yeah. Trade Exchange.
Yeah.
Probably would have been a couple of
Reverb.com, exchange. Probably something like
it would have been more on Trade Exchange than there are on Trade Me, that's for sure.
Oh, I was swapping horror stories with the synth guru, Alan Brown, who like looks after all this, and he was saying that, I can't remember what he picked up. It was something like this, though. He just put in the Trade Exchange, want Juno, looking for Juno 6, kind of thing. Yeah, some dude's just like, here you go, $300.
Oh, snap. Like,
well, classic.
You've queued us up some Marlon's Dreaming as well. Recent session on their new record is it this very Juno on it?
Is this very Juno? It's actually is this cool? Well, you'll hear it in this. Like it actually follows the lead line of the vocal melody during the verses, and does some paddy stuff. It's not the big lush paddy. That's like a omnichord. Yeah.
Running through anything or just by itself?
The omnichord's probably running through a couple of pedals. I can't remember off the top of my head. Probably. Yeah, some kind of delay, some kind of chorus. But yeah, this is the little...
This is false start.
Thank you. time's not moving fast. We need you. Seek instead of flood. Now we're on the ground. Feet are in the round. For me. Seems like we're caught within a dream.
How would you rate the experience of playing it in the last couple of minutes?
Shit, it's fun, man. If you look, if you're thinking about getting your kids into piano, don't. Get them a synthesizer. It'll be way more fun for everybody. We are mucking around with the Juno 6. You just listened to Marlon's Dreaming featuring the very Juno 6 from Roundhead Studios. Would this be one of the most used synths at Roundhead?
Oh, shit, yeah. This is the go-to. Stop with your.
Do you have like a nice
time.
Felt cover for it or anything?
Nah. I was thinking, when you were talking about me riding a tricycle down here with it in a little trailer or whatever. I was thinking about like some hipster in Berlin with like a Juno kind of like compartment on his bicycle or
right
something.
Now.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's probably like a satchel for it or something.
I put wheels on it.
Yeah, this is definitely a car method of moving this thing. It's big. This is. And that's, I guess, that positive of those little guys because you can just whack it to a gig. No one wants to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably I'd say like. 8 kilos?
You're kind of humble bragging if you show up with a gig with that.
Oh, Juno, yeah.
Also, I'm sticking around though to watch it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, totally.
Commands respect.
What else can this bad boy do?
What other chats do we have about the Juno 6, guys?
I mean, at work, does it just lean against something or does it have its own sort of cupboard?
We've got the little stack. Go on the gram and see the little synth stack. I think it sits below the DX7 and the ARP Selena string machine. Next to the Moog and next to the Wurlitzer. Has a little thing there and it's all rigged up, ready to go, and you just find the cable and...
As the engineer, do you steer people towards this particular keyboard? Do people generally know what it is when they come into Roundhead?
Yeah, most people know what it is. I guess I steer people towards it because I know what it does, and I guess you...
This could be my favourite function. It's just... There's a hold button. You just play the chord, hit the hold button and walk away. Great, and then you can just muck around with the controls, piss your parents off. This and that tape delay that you brought in the other day would be just fucking dream zone.
That would be amazing. I guess you could say it's the tools of the trade, and the engineer's only as good as his tools, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's why studios are so important.
Yeah, totally.
And how often do you guys service your stuff at Roundhead? Is that like, or just when something you feel like something's a bit tweaked?
Yeah, when you feel like, when you're doing something to it and you're just like, man, why is it not doing that thing? Why is it not doing that stuff? You usually know with these guys, eh? Where it's like, it just sounds, but like, I don't know, maybe once every 6 months or a year. If it's like something like this, which is real good and solid, for like the annoying, like,
and you're not
real,
traveling it too much.
Nah, the annoying, like, niche, weird synths that you find in the weird corners of the galaxy, they're the things that constantly, it's like someone's left in a garage forever. Yeah, the Russian thing, and it's been like in a flood, and then it's like, you know,
Soviet synths is great,
dragged behind a car or something. Yeah, they're those things. That's like, well, there's a drum machine at work that's it was in a, and I think it was in like Hurricane Katrina or something like that, like while it was on tour. And so it's like always needing fixed. It's like you play it for an hour and then it's like, pss.
And who do you take your stuff to? What's his name?
Alan Brown.
Is he the guy?
He's the dude.
Because I've got a Bung oscillator, my filter scratchy on my Moog. I'd take it to him and he'd fix that, would he?
Yeah. Okay. He's the dude. Yeah, he came in the other day and did it. He's a lecturer over at SAE Audio School as well.
Oh,
but
sure.
He's a wizard keyboardist, jazz player, and wizard synth fixer.
Okay,
good to
know.
Dude. I'll give you his email.
That's cool. Yeah, nice.
Should I play a little? Give it a little more run, and then I think we've got another track coming up by old. Who we got? Tame Impala, I believe.
Yeah, you got the time, eh?
Kev.
Can do.
Old Kev. He'd know how to use one of these, I'm sure.
Bad King.
He'd probably make a song out of this.
I'm a little bit John Lennon-y.
Very rad. Very rad. Up for grabs to have a hoon whenever you want at Roundhead. Obviously, Roundhead kind of... How do you socially distance the studio? Just everyone stays in their rooms?
Yeah, we keep it pretty chill. I mean, at the moment we can, obviously with the 10 people we can do, we're sort of sorting it out with 10 people per studio because they've got their separate facilities all together and they're kind of, you don't even have to associate with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the, you know, the distancing where you can. It's not always possible when you're doing the stuff. Yeah. But we got a pretty good cleaning system and just like cleaning these bad boys after each different person uses it.
Pointing to a microphone, by the way, everyone.
Yeah, a little pop screen over there. These guys are going to dip it in a little bucket over here in the corner. I can see it's very hygienic.
We can and, throw that away. It's
yeah,
big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah. And, you know, cleaning all those high contact areas, all that stuff that you need to do to keep clean and fresh.
How are you guys going for bookings? Can people expect to get in there pretty soon if they go ahead and book Roundhead?
We were just having a nice team meeting today. We're actually pretty slammed for the next 2 months. We're looking at almost December as our kind of next slots, which is great for us, and it was kind of unexpected, but we kind of half expected to come out of this last lockdown and be like, shit, no one's going to want to record again, but it seems like everyone's
got a lot to do.
Everyone's just like, yeah, they're like, missed out the last lockdown, so I'm getting in there this time. So yeah, it's hit me up. Well, there's a couple of spots free, but you know, it's looking pretty tidy, I must say.
Patty, thanks so much for coming down. Thanks so much for bringing the synth down. It's like almost a meter and a half, sort of long. So it's no small feat, and we really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, six oscillators of good weight.
Let's do this Tame Impala. It feels like we're going to go backwards, of course. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Nice.
There'll be a Juno in here somewhere.
I see you all next week.
Hit Studios.